You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's the Mindbender. Yesterday, the winning answer was computer problems. Brand new Mindbender today, and it's a two-point Tuesday, so Jeremy and Joshua are going for doubling up the points. What is the score? Is it 5.5 to 3?
4. 5.5 to 4.
5 to 4. So Josh can take the lead if he gets this today.
That's right.
Fingers crossed.
That's right.
How about that? Jeremy's first, though. And this is one of those mind benders that once you hear the question, you can't tune out because you have to know the answer, especially if you're married. And I mean on either side of this equation, if you're married.
Okay.
Male, female, doesn't matter. 1 in 11 married men are secretly attracted to blank.
Oh, gosh.
1 in 11 married men are secretly attracted to blank.
I'm not married.
Wait a minute.
Who? What?
Or what?
That's the thing.
Is the winning answer.
Like you got the hots for, you know, what?
Queso, man.
Oh, stop it now. Okay. All right. All right.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. Let me say that more slowly for you in case you've never called before. You should today. 303-691-1649. 691-1649. Call now. You do have to be at least 18. We appreciate every single family that's listening with kids in the car on the way to school. Thank you for doing that. But you do have to be 18 to be on the air. Hey, we probably should do another Big Brains in the Back Seat.
Holy cow, we need to. We're way past due.
Forgot about that. It's been a year.
Yeah.
We'll plan that. Jeremy, what's your answer? They're secretly attracted to...
Well, that's the secretly thing. I will... Because this usually isn't a secret, but I will say that they are attracted to their grill.
I got news for you, man. You do not want to consummate that relationship when it's at about 500 degrees. Josh, what's the answer?
Secretly attracted to... someone else's smell, like their perfume that they wear.
Oh.
So, besides their spouse, you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes.
Another person's scent.
Yes, scent.
Huh.
You may take either of those answers, or you can try your own. 303-691-1649. If you're on hold right now, don't hang up. Stand by. What's the prize we're playing for, Jeremy?
The winner of the Mindbender today is going to receive a $50 gift card to the Chicken Shack, where you can find always fresh, never frozen wings, hand-breaded tenders, potato and macaroni salads, desserts, and so much more. This is great because they're offering 15% off of orders of $100 or more. Cool. Perfect for some gatherings like Father's Day, Mother's Day, graduations are coming up. You can see all their menu items online at thechickenshackco.com.
Are we ready to go to the phones?
Yes, we are.
All right. First person to get through today was Christine. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a great day.
It is a great day.
I specifically have been scolded a few times by listeners today, but they were right, so I...
Yeah, boy.
Were they, though? Probably not.
boy. Yeah, they were. I saw some of the messages. I mean,
they were right.
They were right.
Technically, they were right, and so I wrote back and I said, you're right, you know?
Yep.
I guess
the customer's always right.
Well, no, that's not true.
No.
Absolutely not true. Don't ever fall for that.
I'm trying to help you out here.
No, I appreciate that. Hey, Christine, 1 in 11 married men are secretly attracted to...
their in-laws.
Ooh la la. Their in-laws.
Do you mean like physically attracted to them?
Yes.
So you're saying like Jeremy could secretly have the major hots for his mother-in-law.
Why do I have to be the example?
Exactly.
Because your mother-in-law likes you. My mother-in-law not like me.
But that might make you, like, want her. Because she's hard to get.
No, like there's that. You can't have.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that's, you guys may be right.
Yeah, I don't want to be in this example. You're the example.
Neither are the example. That's not right.
Oh, darn it.
I enjoyed talking to you, Christine.
All right, thank you.
See you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
See, you got to find out what this answer is, right? You got to know. Who are they secretly attracted to? Aaron, who are they secretly attracted to?
I'm going to say the opposite sex than they're married to.
Oh, I see. So you're saying like a guy who's...
like a man crush.
Straight is, or, okay. So a guy who's married to a woman is actually secretly attracted. Okay.
To like Batman or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a great guess. And I'm sure that happens, but that is not the winning answer.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron.
Aaron.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You have a current man crush on anybody?
Who is my man crush right now? I know that I probably do. Let me think about it. My brain is on Mindbender right now. I'll come back to that. Put a pin in it. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Secretly attracted to?
Like an anime character.
Those giant eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
I just picture like Jessica Rabbit type of thing in my head.
Sure. Well, I mean, come on.
I mean, everybody was attracted to Jessica Rabbit. Men, women, it didn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. Great guess. That's not it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Attracted to?
Good morning. A coworker.
Are you attracted to a coworker, Kevin?
Well, I'm on the radio, so I shouldn't say anything like that.
Yeah, you can.
It's
fine. Are you married? Are you married?
I am married, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So even when I was married, I had what I called my office crush. We talked about her on the show even. And she moved off to England to get away from me.
Yes, the work wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she moved. Come on, Kevin.
I had my office crush that I even just talked about on the show. That diffuses it. So who is the person you got the crush on at work?
I'm on the radio. I shouldn't say.
Oh, Kevin.
God, I thought our listeners could tell us anything, Jeremy.
Well, at least we know he has one.
Yeah, he does have
one. He has one.
That answer is wonderful, but it's not right.
Oh, too bad.
Dang, well, you behave yourself today, Kevin.
Yeah. Keep your hands to yourself, buddy, okay?
See ya.
Bye.
All right.
He'll walk past that cubicle like three or four times an hour. Hello, Max.
Good morning, guys.
Max, put the phone up to your mouth. Speak up really loud for me, buddy.
All right. How's that?
A little better.
Marginally better.
You're pretty chill. Max is
Who are they secretly attracted to?
Well, someone said something earlier, so I'm going to have to change my guess to they're secretly attracted to their own sister.
Okay.
It is not a family member, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Max. All right, Max.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Good day, sir.
Bye-bye. It's not a family member.
That one was weird.
Oh, here's Dave. Oh, did Dave hang up?
Dave
hung up. It is not a family member.
Thank goodness.
So if you're thinking that, come up with another guess, please. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm having a
good morning. It's good. So they're secretly attracted to?
I want to say a popular celebrity.
Again, I don't think that's a secret, though.
No.
We always talk
about it because there's no way that you're going to hook up with them, you know? Ever.
And who's your celebrity crush right now, Andrew?
It changed for me back in the day, but I'm going to have to say, I know her movie name. It's the girl from Twilight.
Oh, the girl from Twilight. Kristen.
Yeah.
What's her name? Get on Google now.
The girl from
Twilight?
Ella.
Kristen Stewart. Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. She's cute.
She's gotten a lot better at her acting, and it's cool to see her act.
Her acting has improved since Twilight. Is that what you're saying? Maybe it was the material.
Yeah. Possibly.
I love that you sat down and watched the Twilight movies, though, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Cute.
That's cute.
Now, see, for years I had Kate Beckinsale, but I would not watch any of her movies because I didn't want that to ruin it for me. So I've never seen a Kate Beckinsale movie.
I watched all her Underworld movies. Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Famous Celebrity is not right. I think that would be... I don't think people are secretive about that, but that's a good try.
Okay, thanks.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Well, I need to give a clue because we are way over time. 1 in 11 married men are secretly attracted to blank. It is a person. It's not a family member. It's not a coworker. Jeremy.
Hey, Grill, you're out.
And Josh with another person sent.
Yeah, that's nice.
Is out because it is a specific. You have to identify where you see this person.
Okay.
And, do I want to say and give it away?
Let's do a couple more.
We can just let this one go for a while today?
Yeah, let's do a couple more.
Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Hi.
1 in 11 married men are secretly attracted to...
Okay, not a family member, not a coworker. I would say...
You do see them occasionally, too. Maybe not every day, but you kind of bump into them from time to time. Maybe when you're... Well,
don't
clues.
Do it.
Give
don't
me something.
Pick a location, I guess, right?
Pick a location.
Maybe.
Come on, Jessica. Give me something.
I don't know. I'm going to say... I know this isn't going to be right. I would say like your brother's wife, but I know that's not right.
So sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Not a family member, though, right? Would that be...
Not a family member, yeah.
Right,
but you know what?
I mean...
But I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
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 Lauren, what do you have for me?
Okay, I think I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go super specific. How about the cashier at the grocery store?
Oh, that's good.
It's a great guess. Great guess. It's not right.
That's not right. Dang it.
Lauren.
It was a really good try, though.
I'm going to be mad if my initial guess was right. But, all right. Thank you.
Don't be mad. In a way, you can still feel good that you knew it, okay?
There you go. Perfect.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, wait a minute, Lauren. Before you hang up, I figured we might as well ask you, who are you secretly attracted to?
Who am I secretly attracted
to?
Yeah,
come on. You can tell us. We're all friends here.
There might be a couple of people I work with that I, you know...
So you've
get all
got
hot and bothered
two them. People at work that you've got the hots for.
Double trouble.
Maybe.
Wow.
But I'm not married, so it's okay.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
Sure. Live your life.
Are they married, though?
I don't think so.
What are you waiting
for? Oh, like you don't know. What
I have no idea.
I've totally got the hots for this person at work, but I don't know if they're married. Yeah, you do.
Make it happen today. Make it happen with one of them.
I'll do my best.
Drop a hint.
Yeah.
Drop a hint. Say, you know, you might have heard me talking on the radio this morning.
I totally want you.
If not, here's the podcast link and you can hear it.
You're so
hot. Because we will podcast this one today, I'll tell you that.
Good luck, all right?
Thanks.
Let us know if love blooms. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, God, I've got a... Do I need to give a clue? Diane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. What's the winning answer?
Is it your neighbor?
Oh, good one.
Let me ask you something. Do you have you ever been secretly attracted to a neighbor?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Lord no.
Slim pickings, huh?
None, huh?
Yeah. Huh.
Jeremy, what about you? Ever been attracted to a neighbor?
No, I have not.
I was, and this was a long time ago, when I was single and living in an apartment, I remember having the hots for the woman who lived upstairs from me, directly above me, whatever.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Never spoke to her once.
Oh, no.
just kind of worshipped from afar.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, Diane, guess what? You just won the Mindbender. That's right. That is exactly
good job,
right.
Smarty Pants.
Yeah.
I am Smarty Pants today.
1 in 11 married men are secretly attracted to a neighbor.
Huh.
Huh. Jeremy, did I ask you already? Did you?
You asked me. I don't have any.
You don't
attraction.
Have one. Of course.
No.
What are you going to say? I know your wife.
What am I
going
to say?
Because your wife is listening right now, and you don't want her to know.
The funny thing is let's go back a few steps. I really like a couple of the guys in the neighborhood. Like, we have bro crushes, so. I do. I am attracted to a couple of my neighbors, but in a different way.
Huh. So you just went on the radio and said that your neighbors are all homely? Is that what you're essentially saying?
No,
is that what you're
doing?
I pretty much did.
Is that what you just did?
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Huh.
Stop it.
So for all Jeremy's neighbors, he doesn't think you're anything. So.
Sorry.
Tell me you guys didn't love this Mindbender today.
It's pretty juicy, man. I feel if this one felt naughty.
It did feel naughty.
Tell me this, Diane. How big is that brain inside your head?
It's huge.
No denying it. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh will come back. He's going to tell you about that wonderful prize, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Welcome.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to the show. That Mindbender has to be a podcast today.
Sure will.
No doubt about it. You can find our podcast a couple of different places. For one, just go to mix100.com, mix100.com, and at the top, you'll see a little tab for Dom and Jeremy. Click on that, scroll down, you'll be able to find it. They're also on Spotify.
They are.
Audio Boom.
Yeah. All the podcast places.
Search Dom and Jeremy. Or just search best radio show ever, and it probably will just
there it is.